Hi, this is Jaden Lee. I'm 14 years old, and I'm here with Luis Molina, who's a family friend of mine. And thank you for agreeing to come on to this interview. So,
thank you for interviewing me.
No problem. So, starting off, who was a person that has had the most influence on in your life?
The person who's probably had the most influence on my life has been one of my uncles. His name was Ramiro. He was a doctor in Bolivia, and he immigrated here with the rest of my family before I was born. And he worked as a X-ray technician while he was here.
So, what lessons did he teach you?
So my uncle was a pretty friendly person. If I had to think about it, he didn't directly teach me any lessons, but I would always hear stories about him from other people in the family about how he was the one that made sure everyone finished their homework, or, you know, he was always very kind to everyone, always trying to help people. And besides, you know, having that as a role model, I realized that all those things he did, like give everyone a very positive opinion about him. No one ever spoke badly about him ever. And that's probably one of the biggest lessons that I learned from him.
So,
even though he didn't teach it to me.
All right. So, were there any, like, direct lessons that he ever told you, or?
No, it was always something like, you know, by example, or, you know, like, teaching you through doing things as opposed to telling you.
What's something, what's something you always admired about him?
Probably would have to be how kind and helping he always was to everyone around him. It's really easy to be kind to people when, you know, you have something to gain or when you have a lot of time. But, you know, he's always very busy. He was trying to become a doctor here. You know, he had to learn the language. He had to study to learn all the rules for California. And so he was always very busy. Like his room in our house was covered wall to wall with books about medicine and biology and English, just trying to learn the language. And so I would always notice how busy he was compared to everyone else in our family, but he was also the most helpful. He's always the most active in helping everyone.
So, is he still alive today, or?
He passed away almost 20 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember at his funeral, like, it was one of the few funerals where everyone showed up and, you know, was crying. He was pretty young when he passed away. I've been to a few funerals since then, and I realized that, you know, like, the numbers, like, were smaller and smaller. It made me appreciate afterward how much everyone liked him because of how he was. But so many people showed up to his funeral. He passed away of cancer.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well,
kind of ironic.
Yeah, he's a doctor. So, did you really and you spent a lot of time with him, or how?
Oh yeah, I lived with him.
Oh.
So out of everyone that I lived with, he was probably the most intelligent and academic person. So he'd be the person that would be helping me with my homework if I ever needed help.
So was he like the father figure of your life, essentially?
He was, yeah. My nuclear family is just my mother and my brother, so he was definitely the father figure growing.
So, if since he's passed away, if there's one thing you could tell him, like one final message or something you could tell him, what would that be?
Well, this is not something I would want to tell a child, or like, I don't think it's a good positive message, but I think if I could talk to him, I would tell him to focus more on himself, not spend so much time helping others. Recently in my family, we've had trouble. Actually, we lost our house, but before that happened, we were having trouble paying for it. And my brothers and I, and a lot of my mom, uncles and stuff, especially my brothers and I, were trying to help my mother financially with that. But in hindsight, I think of if we had just focused on helping ourselves, we would have been able to help her more after we grew as adult people, had our own jobs and incomes and everything. But because we tried to help her immediately, we were old, we were, you know, of legal age, but we weren't really fully mature. We weren't really able to help as much as we could have, like right now. If we had helped her now, it would be really easy. Back then, it wasn't a good idea. So if I could say anything to him, it'd be focus more on yourself. Then, you know, as you grow as a person, become have more power, then try to help others.
All right, so do you think if your uncle would see you today, he'd be proud of who you were, or a little, I don't know, just what do you think he'd be proud?
I don't know. I think of the kind of person I am, like my personality, how I treat others, he would be very happy with that. I think most of my family members. But at the same time, he had a lot of also emphasis on education, you know, and being responsible and having a career. So in that sense, I think he would be very disappointed, especially since he thought, you know, I could do so much. But I guess like with most people, like, you know, they love you, but you know, if they didn't love you, they would be they would want more and more.
Yeah. what was your favorite memory with them?
Spending time with him whenever he wanted a break. My mother was very busy with her business. She would work from home, and she was a woman. We had a very traditional household. So since she was the youngest woman in our household, she had to do all the cooking, and she had those responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So when he would want a break, that's when he would help me with my homework. Or if he wanted to get out of the house, he would go take me with him and go driving around LA. Just doing like mundane stuff like grocery shopping or just going out, like it would be with him.
Did you have
was always very fun.
Did you have any like memories where you like actually like play around or like spend time like having fun kind of?
Well, he would take me to Toys R Us a lot, and we would just spend like an hour there just looking at toys. But like in terms of like into like an actual like case where like, oh, like we played this video game and he won, or we went to this place and this specific thing happened, I don't really remember anything along those lines. Just him helping me with my homework and going out.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on to the interview. It was very interesting to learn about your uncle.
Yeah, no problem.